Martha Stewart is an iconic lifestyle expert who always wanted to be a farmer. Stay tuned to hear how she's accomplishing that goal on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/ideaentry. That's agriculture.com/ideaentry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Martha Stewart was raised on a fifth of an acre in Nutley, New Jersey. The lifestyle mogul says her father was a backyard gardener, and she developed a love and passion for growing things. He taught her the foundation of practices she now uses on her 150-acre property in Bedford, New York. Stewart was in Des Moines, Iowa in January as a keynote speaker for the Land Investment Expo. She talked about her many animals and gardens, building soil health, sustainability efforts, and her quest to never waste anything, even trees lost after a hurricane.
So after the trees are ground by the tub grinder, they are then put into great big windrows, all the chips, and layered with all the horse manure, all the litter from the chicken coops, the donkeys, whatever. We add granular lime, we add other nutrients, minerals, and we make really beautiful compost.
Stewart pays very close attention to what goes into her compost, which she calls black gold.
The vegetable matter goes to the chickens. The chickens lay eggs all year long. I take those to my office for the test kitchens. They in turn give me all the compost from the test kitchens, and I take it home almost every day. The chickens get their greens. They get all the really delicious vegetable matter from the kitchens, and the eggs are the best.
Martha is hands-on. She planted 13,000 trees, cleans out the chicken coops, and even plows the 4 miles of roads that cross her property. I don't know when she sleeps. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about Martha Stewart's passion for farming at agriculture.com.